It's time for the emergency break of the week.
I'm grabbing the dog. Would you try to focus? You're talking, not me.
I'm not whistling on the air for
well,
my dog.
Well, maybe don't let him eat the napkin.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Can't, why'd you breed the freaking dog in the first place?
I thought you were going to be a professional broadcaster and not acknowledge
stuff
I'm doing.
You know what? If your dog
air.
Wants to eat napkins, come over here. Have another one, you moron dog.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Ready? Ready to
I
talk
was
some
paying
sports?
Attention.
You weren't. You were whistling for your dog.
I was listening.
You know, this team's just not
here,
that
boy.
Good.
No, Bob, I'm listening. Here, boy. Down here. Come here.
What? We went over this in a meeting. You do the show for the P1s, not for me.
Obviously.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Yes, the emergency break of the week. We try, but it's hard to get through a week without a couple of meltdowns on this station. And we'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. And as you will hear, we had plenty of wheels off moments on the old ticket this week. Let's start with the hardline and one Corby Davidson. Now, there's no doubt that when we go to some sort of audio segment, Corby probably leads the nation in computer problems. It doesn't help, though, when Mino plays a drop to make it sound like he's either having more computer problems or, in this case, he gives a little diversionary drop as to what Corby may be watching on his computer. It's a new funny bit for Mino, and it makes the emergency break of the week.
The evil, crusty lady owner?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Behringer stands up, and this is, I got this on Unblue here. See if we can hear it.
Whatever happened to purple and not purple? Those were better times.
Those were better times.
I don't know. Anyway, it's the Behringer scene. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Stuff
here.
Worked when we had purple.
Yeah. Will you close that window?
God bless it. Jerk. I'm in here watching porn.
Yeah, but it's pretty funny because your eyes got real big. Like, uh-oh, what did I forget to close out? Uh-oh. Oh, man.
See if this
I'm
plays.
Sitting over here like, man, what's going on
yeah,
over
hey.
There?
Hey.
That is a
funny bit.
Genius
great
bit.
Tag.
Don't you? You know Jer's going to jump right in on that, so you guys
I would
be squared
never
away.
Do such a thing.
Here, pull up my computer real quick, Jer.
So you wasn't ready.
He wasn't ready
for it. See, I'm not going to do that to you guys. I respect you.
I'm sure we'll hear by next week.
Two grunting guys will be the next one.
All right, so there's Corby up for an e-break for not being ready. And then, to hear that from Mino, that's really funny. And then there's Norm. And Gordo noticed a few weeks back that since Donnie has joined his show, that he's done just a little more... Hey, man. A little more man talk.
Yeah.
Just trying to be a little more hip.
Yeah, you
got to
get better, man.
But this is not that so much. It's Norm. I just let you hear it, and you be the judge of how uncomfortable this is.
That cat probably is a leader. He probably has a voice. And the voice is just ruining his freaking locker room.
Donovan, it's 20 years ago since I worked with my friend Leon Simon for just a little while at KLIF.
Mm-hmm.
And Leon had a lot of what you have. He had a kind of wonderful street cred and in basically street knowledge. And Leon used to No. Leon used to say, I never thought of the flipped point on leader that you're making here. But Leon used to say, if your 12-year-old tries to get away with something.
Okay, and then Norm went into some Leon stop. Simon witticism.
But it feels so bad that Donovan has to put up with that.
And so why does Donovan obviously have street knowledge?
Tremendous, or what was it?
tremendous street cred.
And street knowledge, isn't that what he said?
Yeah, and street knowledge.
And apparently... Donovan did give him a double take at Star Power the other day when he said that to him. I just want to hear
that. Well, he should have.
Let's hear that one more time.
That cat probably is a leader. He probably has a voice. And the voice is just ruining his freaking locker room.
Donovan, It's 20 years ago since I worked with my friend Leon Simon for just a little while at KLIF.
Mm-hmm.
And Leon had a lot of what you have. He had a kind of wonderful street cred and in basically street knowledge. Leon used to, no.
Wonderful Leon, street cred. I wonder if Donovan there. Puts that on his resume.
I have wonderful,
street cred.
And basic
works
street
well with
knowledge.
Others. Basically street knowledge.
If Norm was working with a white partner, there's a 0% chance that he would say that that partner had wonderful street knowledge.
He wouldn't say that to Saroy.
Right.
Just because Donovan's black, he thinks that, you have street cred.
He had a lot of street cred.
He's black.
And it makes you think that Norm's basically been around two black people in the last 20 years. Yes. Leon and Donnie.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right.
Those only reference points.
God, that's funny.
Come to think of it, he has a lot of you in him.
You're both very similar. You have wonderful street cred.
All right, way to go, Norm. That was great. And then to our engineering staff, and they say the engineer on record here is Killer.
I play.
So we'll put Killer on the record here for this e-break at Guy's Night Out.
And the
Hardline had Antoine Roussel on from the Stars. They were talking about the horrible incident in Paris last weekend, and this happened.
The places that they go might be one of those places that was hit?
Well, it goes so fast. Like at the time I get the news, I didn't know what
we lose him
exactly. Excuse me. At the time I didn't know what exactly.
We just got knocked off the air, guys. Killer, we're off the air.
You're not off the air, man.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Hello.
Hey, Antoine.
Hello.
Hey, they for some reason they're on a remote and they can't hear it. Can you guys hear us?
I can't hear you guys.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to take a break and we'll try to come right back. Stand by. Thanks, buddy.
No worries.
What year is this?
The ticket. Ladies and gentlemen.
Again, Mino not helping by playing "What Year Is This" drops.
Gosh. Terrible.
Guy, English not even his first language.
Right.
He's so confused by all this. What do you mean remote title?
All right, so those are your candidates, Corby, Norm, or Engineering. 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly this morning. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, Texas. It sounded like to me Corby's favorite form of entertainment includes some vaginal sites born.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Cindy Lyle here. Give me Corby, and I just sharted.
Okay. It's from the underrated movie Along Came Polly.
Yes. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I got to vote for Porno Corby over there porning out during work.
Okay. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on the ticket, AM and FM.
Yeah, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll give you my vote here in just a second. Hold on, guys.
I'll give him 2 seconds.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Too late. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Vaginal slash born?
No, sir. No, sir. No. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Am I on AM Radio?
Well, yes, ma'am.
Die.
Hey, Nita, I want to vote for Porno Corby, just so you know. Love you.
Love you, too. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Vaginal slash born?
No!
That's the original.
Stop it. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for the David Duke of the ticket.
All right. I don't think Norm wants to be known as that, but we'll put it down. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'll vote for Norm and his little sidekick, who's really so well-spoken.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, give me Corby and the dolphin porn.
Okay. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Rangers, number Cespedes.
Oh, whoa.
Dang.
Man. Hello, you are on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Hey, son of a bitch, George Dunham, what's going on?
Not much. Who you vote for?
I want to vote for your lovely, wonderful North Texas Ming Dring, that sucky-ass team that you follow.
Yeah, you're funny, dude. You are really
funny.
Don't
take that, George.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Ha chika pata huna hina na.
That's a Corby vote, and ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Corby asked for it by having computer problems.
The evil, crusty lady owner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Behringer stands up, and this is, I got this on Unblue here. Let's see if we can hear it.
So. Whatever happened to purple and not purple? Those were better times.
Those were better times.
I don't know. Anyway, it's the Behringer scene. I don't know what the hell's going on
stuff
here.
Stuff worked when we had purple.
Yeah. Will you close that window?
God bless it. Jerk. Like I'm in here watching porn.
Yeah, but it's pretty funny because your eyes got real big, like, uh-oh, what did I forget to close out? Uh-oh. Oh, man.
See this place.
All right, way to go, Corby.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Way to go, Mino. How many is that for Corby?
That's his 42nd win, one behind a man named Junes.
Mm, very close between those two.